Good morning and welcome to College Mennonite Church on this love-filled February morning. As you gather in this space or around your TV, radio, or other electronic device, welcome to this time of worship. Please join with me in the call to worship found on the front page of your bulletin. We have been using this same call to worship over the last several Sundays, and the worship leader has been primarily saying the Spanish parts, but today you will say the Spanish parts. I will say them with you, but you can follow along either in your order of service or on the screen. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. La salvación viene de nuestro Dios, que está sentado en el trono y del Cordero. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. La alabanza, la gloria, la sabiduría, la acción de gracias, la honra, el poder y la fortaleza son de nuestro Dios por los siglos de los siglos. Amen. I invite you to turn in the blue hymnal of worship book to number 12. Come, let us all unite to sing, and please stand in either body or spirit.
Come, let us all unite to sing. 12. Please remain standing for 307. 307, will you let me be your servant?
Will you let me be your servant? as we are gathered here and others are gathered by various sources of technology, some hearts are heavy and some hearts are light. Some minds are racing, others are calm. But we can be assured that as we gather to offer our joys and our burdens, our questions, that we have a God who listens and loves. And so we pray together. And today we especially remember Phil Bender as his wife Julie died late Thursday night. Visitation will be held this coming Wednesday at Yoder Kalb Funeral Home with a memorial service to be held here Thursday morning. And also Mildred Troyer, as she's receiving comfort care through hospice now at Greencroft Gables following a hip fracture. Please join with me in prayer. God of all tongues and languages, we thank you that you are a listening God that hears our prayers even before we speak them. God, we welcome your strong guidance and comforting encouragement for the concerns of our minds and hearts. And we give thanks for contentment and joy that life also brings. God, we thank you for the vitality of children and the strength that they bring to our church body through their curiosity, wonder, laughter, and love. We give thanks today, especially for Mia Maldonado, her parents, siblings, and grandparents. Bless dear Mia, as she and other children are such a blessing to us. We also lift to you those in need of your healing hand and your comforting and strengthening touch, those who are ill or weak, those healing from infection or injury or from surgery, and those going through the hard work of rehab. We pray for Rachel Hartzler as she rests at home and prepares for another procedure to address atrial fibrillation. We also lift to you Nancy Miller as she continues to recover from knee surgery, and Justin Yoder as he's on a long journey to recover from a bone infection and will begin a new daily treatment starting this week. We pray that this will help with his healing process. We lift to you Mildred Troyer as she faces her final chapter in life, continues to surround her with the love of her family and friends, and with your abiding love. Fill her with comfort, not only in her body, but in her spirit. We pray also for Don Minter, Donna Priest, Caleb Ganowan. You know the needs of each one, and we ask you to bring your strength and encouragement. God, we ask you for your guiding comfort for those who grieve, and we lift to you the family and friends of Julie Bender. We uphold Phil as he tends to fresh grief. We also remember others who are living with the waves of ongoing grief. Bring your abiding comfort to each one. God of all peoples and places, we pray for our community and world. We pray for our immigrant neighbors, brothers and sisters, whether here in this community or in other communities. Bring courage in the midst of fear and justice in the midst of misunderstanding, hardship, and injustice. Make your presence known to those who feel alone amidst struggle. Help us as individuals and as a church body to share the light of your love. Gracious God, you have heard the prayers of your people, both spoken and unspoken. And we thank you that at every moment of our lives, you are present to us in gentle compassion. Even when we do not sense your presence, you are with us. We offer all of this to you in the name that is holy and loving, we pray. Amen. I would like to invite the children to come forward. All children can come forward to the circle, but our first through fifth graders will be leading us in the song, Si el Espíritu de Dios, or When the Spirit of the Lord.
Okay, children, grab an instrument quickly and find your place on the steps. You're going to find an insert of this song in your bulletin. The way we're going to play this today is the children and the band are going to play through the melody once. Then we will go into the first verse, which we will sing in English, and then we'll repeat that verse in Spanish. Then for the last two verses, both English and Spanish will be projected, and you can decide which one you want to do, or split them up if you want. That works well, too. Also, while we're playing, we invite the other children who aren't playing to come down for children's time in the circle.
Thank you. Today, we have something special happening during this time. So I'd like to ask Jacob and RJ and their family to come on up. They are bringing their daughter Mia to be dedicated. And in this church family, Mia has all of us, and she also has her grandparents and her aunt and uncle and her big brothers, three big brothers too. Many of you were dedicated here or in other churches when you were babies, and some of you even when you were a little older. Some of you may remember being dedicated. And we ask all of you to be up here for this ritual because all of you have an important part to play in the dedication, and all of you are brothers and sisters of Mia as she grows up in this family of God. Mia is a precious gift to your family and to our church family. This service is a special occasion to give God thanks for Mia. It's a time of offering her back to God and of asking for God's continued blessing in your life together as a family. This dedication is also a commitment of you as parents to help your child grow in her relationship with God. And it's a commitment of this whole church family to partner with you in this responsibility, providing a community in which your children can all grow into the potential that God has placed within them. We're going to make this commitment together. I will ask you all some questions, and you may respond with, "We will." We recognize each child as a unique individual created in God's image, and we rejoice with you today in the birth of your child. We're grateful that you and your child are children, all of your children, are part of this church family. Jacob and RJ, God has chosen you to nurture Mia. You now hold her as a sacred trust from God. Do you accept the trust that God places in you for her care and nurture? And do you desire, with the help of God and all of the church, to be faithful as parents?
Yes.
And you, College Mennonite, do you support, by your example and words, these parents' efforts to provide a loving and caring home where trust in God grows and Christ's way is chosen? And do you promise to remember in your prayers and your acts of worship here together this family and to surround them with your love and support? Children, you are going to be the ones that Mia watches as she grows. So all of us are examples and role models, but you are going to be the big kids. You're the ones that Mia's going to watch and want to be like. And she's not just going to watch to see how you don't run and trip people in the hallway. She's also going to be learning from the way that you live out your faith and the way that you follow Jesus. So your kindness to others and to each other and the way you show God's love to Mia, all of that is important as she learns to become a follower of Christ. You're faith mentors to Mia. So I'm going to ask you some questions. And you can respond with, "We will." You want to practice that? So when I ask you a question, you can respond with, now can you say it so that Mia can hear you? Okay? So when I ask you a question, you can respond with,
"We will."
Excellent. Children, will you be good friends to Mia?
"We will."
Will you help her when she needs help? Will you show Mia the love of God and learn about God with her?
"We will."
Jacob and RJ, you are surrounded by a church family who loves you and will be with you each step of the way as you parent Mia and as through parenting you also grow in your faith. We pray that the life and witness of each one of us will make your task of parenting both joyful and fruitful. David, would you like to come up and lead the blessing?
Yes.
This is Mia's grandpa.
Good morning. I'm going to do a prayer, but before I do the prayer of blessing, Jacob is going to bless his daughter in English. Mom's going to bless her daughter in Bisaya. Abu, which means abuela, is going to bless her granddaughter in Spanish. And Titi is going to bless her niece in Arabic. And then I will pray. So that is the household that these children are being raised in. And sometimes all these languages get mumbled up in their brains, and they come up with their own language. And we all say, okay, that's good. So Jacob?
Is it like a prayer?
No, blessing.
Oh.
A la nena.
I just ask that God blesses Mia, protects her and guides her, and that we can help to guide and protect her.
Amen.
Akong iampo nga sa imong pagdako, kabayan ka sa atong Ginoo, sa imong kinabuhi diri sa kalibutan. Iampo pod nako nga motuo ka, manalig ka sa atong Ginoo nga iampo nimo ang bisan unsa nga problema o ipasalamat nimo ang mga maayo nga mahitabo sa imong kinabuhi. Iampo pod nako nga gabayan ka sa atong Ginoo sa tanan nga desisyon nga imong buhaton. Amen.
Mía, tú has sido un regalo de Dios para nosotros y te bendecimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Yeram kum Allah al-tafil habibti.
Now I'll pray over her. And I'm going to do it in Spanish and English. Eterno Dios y Padre Celestial, bendice a esta niña que cumpla tu propósito en el nombre de Jesús. Eternal Father, I bless this child and I pray that she would fulfill your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Mia, we have a gift for you. This is a blanket that was made for you by Mennonite women.
Aww, thank you.
And we pray that as you grow in the love of God, you will remember that you are wrapped in the love of your church family. And in moments when you or your mom and dad need some comfort or need to remember that you're not alone, you can wrap up in this blanket and feel the love of all of these people. We all have a chance to sing a blessing for Mia now. So this is a song that many of us know by heart, and it'll also be up on the screens. I encourage you to sing it right to Mia and her family as we sing this today. And children, you may get your worship bags and go back to your seats.
This morning, Talasha, one of our pastors, will be offering our scripture passage and message today. Please pray with me. Loving God, we thank you for Talasha and her faithfulness in study and prayer and reflection. Bless her and bless us as we receive of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to start with an exercise this morning, and this is something that can work for people of any age. So grown-ups, encourage the little ones around you to try this as well. Close your eyes and think of the word home, hogar. Use your five senses. What does home smell like? What does home look like? What do you taste? What do you see? What are the textures and sensations of home? How does home make you feel? What other living things are part of home? You can open your eyes. Some of us maybe found ourselves in a really specific place. Some of us might have found ourselves in multiple specific places. Some of us probably just found ourselves in a space of sensation, not in a particular time or place. Some of you maybe didn't even get a sense of home until I asked who was there, right? So home is different for each of us. It feels different, it sounds different, it looks different, it even smells different for each of us. But I think home is a universal need. We need to have somewhere or some state of being that transforms us in the image of God. We need to have a place of being where our best interests are sought, and a place where we can dwell in the center of the will of God. Without these things, we don't have a sense of home. Home is what grounds us so that we can reach out. It's a root system that connects us to different organisms, that connects us to each other. And that root system makes it possible for us to seek the will of God in the world, to have agency, to be part of God's work. It's our shared life. Everyone needs a home. We're going to keep coming back to that idea of home throughout this time together. But first, I want us to read today's scripture passage. This comes from Matthew, not Mark, as I think is in your bulletin, but Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. We have some pictures to go with this, I think. While Jesus was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers were standing outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." But to the one who had told him this, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." This scripture passage is not rocket science. It means pretty much what it says it means. No, Jesus is not rejecting his mom and his brothers. Instead, he is broadening our perception of family. He is broadening who we consider to be our mother and our brothers and our sisters. Jesus is saying, anyone who seeks to do the will of my Father in heaven is adopted into my family. Anyone who seeks to follow is my brother and my sister and my mother. When I was a child, I think I probably could have given you about that definition. I think I would have said something like, he's saying you don't have to be related by blood to be part of the family of God, and the whole church is the family of God. I would have given you a fairly solid, fairly abstract response to a question about what this passage means. Something interesting happened this week, though. I asked several children in our congregation at different points in the week, what do you think this passage means? And they did not answer me with abstract responses. They answered by telling me stories of their lived experience. They answered by telling me stories of their life in this family at College Mennonite Church. Do you know how big of a deal that is? That's huge. The children of our congregation can't just tell us what Jesus meant. They can tell us what it looks like. Their lives are this. That's incredible. Thanks be to God. And so I'm not going to spend this time breaking down this passage, because let's be real, commentators usually only give it a paragraph in a commentary. I looked at a lot of them. Instead, we're going to tell stories. And my hope is that me telling just a couple of stories that are a sprinkling of stories that many of us can tell, that will get the ball rolling for all of you to start sharing these stories with each other. This is a big enough church, we don't know every story that happens here. So share these stories with each other. Here are some stories to prime that pump. My first story is a story of adoption. This is the story of Dixie and Justin and Jaden coming here over a year ago. They had a long and difficult journey. And when they arrived here in this city, they were immediately adopted by Giselle and by her family. And because Giselle was already part of this family, she brought Dixie and Justin and Jaden to this church family. Right away, they became part of the fabric of our congregation. They began getting to know people. They became our brothers and our sister. And then last fall, Dixie and Justin and Jaden got a house. And they're renting a house on the Millrace, a lovely home. And this happened. There was a blessing and a housewarming. Two big things happened as part of that. One was that they, within a couple of days, really had everything they needed to start their home together. The house was fully furnished, the kitchen fully equipped, the pantry stocked, even plenty of toilet paper to last a while. The other big thing that happened was that many people from this congregation came to the blessing, regardless of prior relationships with Dixie and Justin and Jaden. And in coming there, accepted hospitality, ate the food, drank the coffee, and talked with each other. This is the family of God. Esta es mi hermana y mis hermanos. ¿Sí? My second story is of something really simple that happens here on Wednesday nights. We've been having skill swaps. And we get together and learn how to do something. So this picture is learning how to make laundry detergent. Saves a boatload of money every year if you make your own. And what happens at these skill swaps is that a skill is taught in either Spanish or English. And the people who know that language help the people around them who don't know it to follow what's going on. So here, I'm guessing Karen probably needed to help Luetta know what was going on since Madeline was teaching in Spanish. And as we do this, we talk to each other, we partner up with people that we often don't know, often people who are a different age than we are. And as we do this, we are building a web of relationships. So each Wednesday, we are strengthening these connections and strengthening this web. And what happens when we do that is that this web is so strong that when there is a crisis, it's there to catch us. In these skill swaps, we are building that sense of home with each other, and we are building a sense of confidence from which we can act in the world. Next story I want to tell you is about the Christmas pageant and celebration Sunday that we had here in December. Some of you have heard this story before. I keep coming back to it. The pageant was over, the celebration was over, and it was time to begin the cleanup. Usually the cleanup takes several hours with a few of us sticking around and putting things away. Well, as people were leaving, I thought, okay, time to clean up, and I turned around all the tables that people had been sitting at that had little napkins and things on them were cleared. And I realized that Antonia and Adriana had started cleaning up. And then more people joined in. And soon there were about 20 people cleaning up, putting things on carts, putting tables away. And in 20 minutes, everything was put away, with very few instructions from Daniel or from me. And I felt kind of exhilarated and really hopeful. And I was trying to unpack, I've been trying to unpack why this excited me so much. I finally realized this week, as I was mulling it over, it reminds me of cleaning up after family dinner. So when I get together with my side of the family, we all eat a big meal together, and then as soon as the meal's over, I mean, this happens in your families too, right? The meal's over, everyone gets up, everyone starts to put away the leftovers and put dishes in the dishwasher and wipe down the table and sweep the floor and whatever it is that needs to happen to get things back in order. And we do it together. Many hands make light work. We're communicating, but not really about what we're doing. We're just talking as we do stuff. And the work gets done. And for me, there is a sense of homecoming in that moment. Because it's a sense of all of us pulling together to do the chores that must be done. Not because I just feel so called to put dishes in the dishwasher, but because it needs to be done and I can do it. So I do it. And that's what happened. It felt like family. It felt like home. This sense of pulling together to do the work that needs to be done. This is a family of God story that is happening here at College Mennonite Church. These are my brothers and these are my sisters. My last story is of another Sunday in December. This is a picture that's slightly unrelated, but shows you a little bit of a picture of College Mennonite Church as we find ourselves now. So this is not a story about the Creation Care retreat where this was taken, but rather a story on a Sunday morning in December. I was doing my normal thing where I have a conversation here and a conversation there, and I try to help people connect. And three different people, all of whom had started attending here in the last year, said something to me along the lines of, my life has changed since coming to College Mennonite Church. And one person went so far as to say, being part of this church has saved my life. Sit with that for a moment. Many of us have family outside of this church and have community outside of this church, but not everyone does. There are some in this congregation for whom being part of this church is life and death. That's a big deal. We are the family of God. Esta es tu familia. La familia de Dios. ¿Sí? College Mennonite, we find ourselves in a unique time and place right now. A colleague of mine from a different church in town used a word with me the other week that I grabbed a hold of. He said, College Mennonite Church is dynamic right now. Dynamic, yes, thank you. That is the word I have been looking for. It implies change. It implies liveliness. It's something that is moving. It's something that's a little bit elusive. It's hard to define because from week to week, it's different. And when you stand in the midst of something that is dynamic, you sense that it is powered by a force. I proclaim that that force is the Holy Spirit. There's something dynamic happening here in our congregation. That's a good thing. Also, this dynamicism means change. And change is hard. This is who we've consistently said we want to be, and it's hard work. For example, for some of you, hearing a song in both Spanish and English at the same time may be distracting. And for some of you, hearing anything sung in Spanish sounds like home. It welcomes you. It reminds you that you are safe, you are home, you are part of a web of relationships that will catch you in moments of crisis, and you are important in this family of God. Being the family of God here in this dynamic situation means different things for different ones of us, and it means that our sense of home is changing and shifting. And it's also really important and life-saving work. My prayer for all of us right now, as we find ourselves in the center of this dynamic family of God, is that we will be animated by the Holy Spirit. I see so many interactions happening that I think that's only happening by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that all of us may be animated by the Holy Spirit to do the will of God, to be that web, that root system for each other as we, the body of Christ, become home. I pray that we may be formed and transformed in the image of God, and that this family may be the grounding that gives all of us the confidence to go out and bear fruit in the world. Amen.
For our song of response, we're going to sing the song No Longer Strange. This will be a new song for some of you. We're going to be projecting it so that both the words and the music. And If we could go ahead and just project the English right now, the one right before that. For we are, yeah, that one there. There we go. The way we're going to do this today is the band, again, is going to play through at one time. Then we will sing through this chorus in English, and then we will sing through it again in Spanish. Then I have a verse that I sing by myself. And then we come back in Spanish with the chorus. Then I sing another verse, and we will finish up in English.
Great big household together.
Amen. We now continue our worship through the giving of our tithes and offerings. You may come forward to the circle, or you could give your offering to a child or an usher nearby.
Pray with me. Christ who saves us, Creator who made us in your image, Holy Spirit who animates us, guide us together, the family of God here on earth, as we seek to do your will together. Thank you for the generosity of this congregation. Give us wisdom as we discern how to use these gifts for your kingdom here on earth. In your name we pray, amen.
In the green, sing the storybook. 57, go my friends in grace.
Thank you.
Following the benediction, I invite you to greet your brothers and sisters and extend peace and welcome to one another. We are people of God. We are the family of God. We go now in God's love to extend God's love and live God's promises. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.